had a hangover.
"I just don't know, Torl," he told his project supervisor, Dr. Torlos Ornix, as they sipped coffee above the whirring engines of the causal field matrix generator that Cal had helped to design. Neither he nor his thin, dapper companion was aware of the two Jaxtron whipships preparing to crack through the cloudy atmosphere of Mullifin. Shemzak brushed back a shock of sandy hair and readjusted his visual augmenter implant, an action that drove a spike of pain through his cerebral cortex. He ignored the sensation, brains don't feel pain, and scanned the color-depth holographic readout from the CompuNet analyzer, trying to ascertain a shading of quark action. Charming, he thought.
"This shows just what all the other charts show, Torl. No patterns. Totally random activity on the prediction gradients, and numbers that make nonsense of the reality window."
He looked up pleadingly, his pupils huge owing to the augmenter action.
"Let me get a no-man in here, Torl. I know they're dangerous, but there's no way we can make the piercing with just this machine."
"Hot time at the Go Show last night, eh, Cal?" Torl took out a pack of cigarettes, withdrew one, and lit it. Cal Shemzak cringed at the acrid odor of the awful Beta Ophiuchi tobacco that his boss smoked. "Still enjoying the liberties provided by a colony planet. Now, what would friend Siobhan Laster back on Earth say to a detailed documenting of your debauches?"
"Irrelevant data," Cal said, smiling as he took out another pill and chased it with a swallow of black coffee. "Or should I say, irrelevant date?"
"Oh, ho, ho, pretty one you found then, Cal," Torl clucked his tongue. "Now what would Sister Laura have to say?" Cal snorted, already feeling a wave of relaxation from the wash pill. The second one always did the trick. Better living through chemistry.
"Laura? Laura wouldn't know what a good time was if it walked up and asked the time of day. About the only joy Laura gets out of life is when she gets stuck into one of those blip ships of hers."
Cal shuddered as a wave of regret swept through him. He hadn't seen Laura in months, and he missed her badly.
"Anyway, Torl, I am serious here." He rattled the stiff holographic chart. "Unless we make some significant changes, we are going to have to report the exact same result to friend Laster as last quarter, namely, absolutely zip."
The supervisor pursed his lips and tapped ash into a tray. Smoke wound around his head in translucent threads.
"Don't you like it here, Cal?" he asked with a casual, encompassing gesture. "A world light years from stuffy old Central's nosy snuffling, assigned to a project already listed in the improbable category. Plenty of recreational time on a planet with plenty of distractions, several fascinating alien races, an interesting ecology, and a healthy salary."
Cal shook his head. "I've heard this one too many times, Torl. This place may be Wonderworld to you, but frankly, I sometimes wonder what the hell I'm doing on it. In case you haven't noticed, I actually care about being a quantifiz." He chuckled. "Even more than having a good time with some hot number on the slippery track, no matter what you say." "This is important stuff, Torl. Explosive stuff. And I still can't figure out why the freaking Fetties put the project so damned close to Jaxtron space."
"You know this is the closest habitable world to the fault, Cal," Torl responded coolly.
"Yeah, the fault. Dr. Hendrix and all that. Well, I'm sorry, and you can attribute it to my recent less-than-successful graduation from adolescent rebelliousness, but I'm not sure if I buy the company line on physics. A lot of what they taught me doesn't cut the mustard empirically."
Torl smiled sardonically. "You certainly love your words, don't you, Cal? Take it from an oldster. Enjoy what you've got. Don't look too deeply into everything. It doesn't bear scrutiny. And above all, don't rock the boat, Cal Shemzak. You're not the only person in it, you know."
"Yeah, I know."
Cal got up